Today's episode is brought to you by Musical Theater Radio's merch store. Looking for that perfect gift for someone or just want to treat yourself to some great musical theater themed merch? Head to musicaltheaterradio.com and click on the All Things Theater button on the homepage and check out all the different designs available. And now, today's interview. Welcome back to another episode of Be Our Guest here on Musical Theater Radio. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. It is our Wanna See a Musical episode, and today we are talking with Daryl Reuben Hall, the founder of Stage Aurora Theatrical Company, based in Jacksonville, Florida, about their upcoming production of The Little Mermaid Junior. And of course, the junior tag at the end of the title tells you that there will be lots of kids involved, and getting kids involved in theater is so important. So let's jump right in and learn more about the production by welcoming Daryl to the show. Hello, Daryl. How are you today?
Hey, Jean-Paul. How are you? Glad to be here.
I'm doing good. So before we get into the production again, people want to know, who am I talking to? And I know you've been on before, but it's been a while. So let's reintroduce yourself to the people. Who is Daryl in 30 seconds?
30 seconds. I am Daryl Reuben Hall, founder and executive director of Stage Aurora Theatrical Company. I've directed numerous dozens of shows, everything from The Color Purple to Driving Miss Daisy to Disney's High School Musical, you name it. I pretty much have done it, 200 plus productions. I reside in New York, born and raised from Jacksonville, Florida, and I have a college degree in architecture, but my true passion is theater and the arts, and that's why I founded my own organization.
An architecture of theater in Florida. That's perfect.
I love it. I love that. Yes, nice. That should be my new tagline.
There you go. It's all yours. I'm giving it to you.
Okay, great. Good. Okay.
So let's talk about, you can't talk about the Little Mermaid Junior without the theater company that it is. So let's talk a little bit about Stage Aurora Theatrical Company, what it is, and why the Little Mermaid Junior as well.
Yes, I founded Stage Aurora Theatrical Company in Jacksonville because the city has had a history of being divided, and I'm speaking of racial division, and there was never an opportunity for exposure to the professional arts for the north side of Jacksonville, which is the community that I was reared in. I was educated in, and obviously I received a great education in order to be accepted to school, and I received 3 scholarships as well. So I just felt that it was my calling to bring professional Black theater to the city of Jacksonville. And now here we are 20, 25 years later, and it's thriving everywhere. And not just my organization, but all theaters in Jacksonville are now celebrating the works of August Wilson and other Black playwrights, and just sharing, just making it a great melting pot of theater, which is what theater should be. It should represent every culture, every walk, and that diverse audiences can enjoy the same show under the same roof at the same time in the same place.
That's fantastic. You know, theater is for everybody, everywhere, anytime, because it is the great equalizer of we're all human. We all need to express ourselves.
Yes. So. And we all need entertainment. And I will have to say that I've started Stage Aurora in New York. That was about 2 years now over the pandemic. And my focus is faith-based. It's still Black theater, but also faith-based theater. And I'm not speaking like religious theater or theater that's like pounding people over the heads. Oh, you shouldn't do that. And then, I have very edgy modern day works that still are scriptural, but they are told in a modern day setting. And I can't give away too much right now because one of them is in process of being submitted to a festival. And hopefully, who knows, it'll be on Broadway in 3 years, 2 to 3 years. I'm praying for, hoping for, and that's it. And then my one-man show, who knows where that will end up. I just have so many works in progress right now. So looking forward to the future for sure.
That's awesome. Congratulations. And I totally get that you can't talk about this. That's the one problem about this podcast is I want to talk about it, but they just sometimes can't. And that's okay. Yeah. You'll come back in another time when you can, and we'll talk about it then. So awesome. Right. But we can talk about The Little Mermaid Jr. Yes. So tell us a little bit about this production and, you know, who's involved and why you did it and all the fun things about the show.
Yes, one component of Stage Aurora is what I call the Stage Aurora 100 Youth Voices, which is a musical theater program that brings opportunities to inner city youth to experience and perform in the arts. So we produced so many children's productions over the years, everything from, like I said, Disney High School Musical, Cinderella, Grease, Shrek Jr., we did Sister Act Jr. And so when the movie, it was announced that the film was coming out and that Halle Bailey, I believe is her name, was Ariel, and then all of the hype and the good hype and the negative hype that was all over that, I found to be absolutely ridiculous this day and age in 2022 that we have to deal with that. You know, it just needs to be erased from people's minds. They need to stop the craziness and just move on to one race, you know, one unity for all of us. And so I know my organization, I know my demographics, my audience, and I was like, I really need to bring to the spotlight an opportunity for these youth, again, inner city youth, to perform this show, to see themselves. They've seen it on screen, now have the opportunity to be in it and perform it in a live production. And I want to add that I know the original little Ariel on Little Mermaid on Broadway. I know her personally, Ciara Bogus. And I don't think she will mind me saying this because she posted it on Instagram. When all that hype came out, she was not happy about it. And she is not a Black individual. And she opened up her original notebook, her scripts, when she booked the part, started rehearsal. And she recorded herself speaking these words like, let's see what this character says for Ariel, you know. And she scrolled down and then she pointed her finger at Ariel and she read across the line. And I think the only thing it said was daughter of King Triton. That was it. It didn't specify race. It didn't specify age or anything like that. And so I text her. I say, that was a boss move, Sierra. Great for doing that. And I won't tell you what she said back. So, but she was, I just have so much respect for her for doing. I just thought that was just brilliant, because I think when people speak up, when things are wrong, it's just going to start, and it is happening. It's diminishing all the negative. It's blackening it out, which is what should happen. So that was why I wanted to do it.
That's just a weird controversy. Like, for people to bring, like, people do know mermaids aren't real, right? So it's irrelevant. It's weird. I don't understand it, but tell us about the production. How did you get the kids? How did you find them? Are they already a part of your company?
I will say that some of them have been in previous shows. Some of them were in Sister Act Jr. Some of them were in Shrek Jr. last year. So those, some of those came back, and this year we just put out like a huge audition campaign throughout Jacksonville in the press, on TV, radio, and also our title sponsor, Community First Cares Foundation, our title sponsor. They help promote the auditions as well. And oddly though, because it was during, we rehearsed and some of the auditions were doing during the beginning of the school year, the first part of the school year was kind of hard. Like, parents didn't know what the schedules would be. So it took us a while to really get the cast together, to bring in enough people to say, hey, we're going to go forward with this show. But we had to anyway, because of the sponsorship. But we found them, we rounded them up. And it's the rehearsals. I actually Zoom with them last night because I'm in New York. So I do have a staff that's there rehearsing when I'm not there. But I wanted to see the latest rendition of what's happening and if they were sticking to what I blocked before I left. And it's going to be a great show. I'm pleased with them. We have a cast of about, I would say, 35 to 40 cast members, youth. And it's always a struggle, though, with the boys, sometimes getting boys to come out. You know, it's a struggle. So, but we're making it through. And I'm excited about some of the special effects that I have in mind. Like, I don't know if I want to give too much of that away, but I want to do some really great special effects to make it look like they're underwater and, you know, all of that. So I'm looking forward to it. November 17th and 18th.
Very nice. And like I mentioned, it's so important for kids to get into theater. What have you seen when you're in rehearsal and you're working with these kids? What does it bring to these children? What skills or what, you know, how benefits that they have that you've seen while doing theater?
I certainly know and believe that it really boosts their self-esteem and gives them self-confidence, like really improves that and brings a lot of them out of their shyness, and that they're able to work with others, their peers, communicate with one another to make this happen, to set a goal and to actually achieve the goal. So those interpersonal skills and intrapersonal skills, I have witnessed over time and over years, over several months during the summer camp, how it really has had an impact on their lives. And I hear it from the parents, I hear it from the kids, and then I see the proof. The proof is that some of my youth, when they were youth, who are now adults with their own families, a few handful of them, like quite a number of them, actually went to college and got degrees in theater. One got a degree in music, you know, and her mother still tells me to this day, Daryl, this is because of you. It's because of you. You did this. You got her started in this. And another is now she's teaching in Tennessee, I believe. So there's been a lot of them. And I'm really like the guy, one of the guys, I have two Sebastians because I like to have a backup. So I let them alternate the performances. One of them, he just booked his first national tour. So wow. He was on tour. 12 years old, I think he's 12 now, maybe 13, but I didn't have those opportunities when I was that age. Like, we didn't even know what theater was, basically, you know. So to know that someone is on that trajectory of really living out a great career in theater, having done a national tour, and it was produced by Dionne Warwick, and his mom kept posting all these pictures of the celebrities he was meeting, and Mike Tyson was one of them, and you know, all these people. And I was like, wow. Then they came up to New York, but I wasn't here. So I saw him, he took a picture next to the MJ poster outside the on Broadway Alley, whatever they call that alley. Because I had always thought that he could possibly book one of those earlier MJ roles. I've thought about that. But yeah, so that's the fruit of my labor, and that's I'm glad at that.
And it's crazy how you're just doing what you love when you started it, and you never realize the ramifications and the tree, the roots that spread out, and there's probably so many more that you don't even hear from that you've made such a difference from. So congratulations, that's incredible.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I actually was acknowledged. I got into this theater accelerator program. That's what they call it. It's run by two Broadway producers, Tim and Pamela Kashani. And I submitted that my musical project, the one I was talking about earlier, to them, and it got accepted into the pilot program of the theater accelerator. And that was one thing that he brought up. That was when Zoom hadn't even been it wasn't popular. Like, the pandemic brought Zoom popularity.
Yeah.
But the husband actually was like, Daryl, it's impressive what you've done with the kids and the kids this and the kids that. And I told him the same thing that I just told you. And I did not think about it when I was working on summer camps. I was like, be quiet, sit over here. Like, that was more of that. I was thinking that, oh, they're really absorbing this and they're going to go book tours. And one is a professional musician out in California. He's recording things. He's been on BET. Like, they're doing all these things. And I'm like, I didn't have those opportunities. I wasn't exposed like that. So it's great that professionals acknowledge that and they see that and they understand the diligence that it's taken to get to that point. So yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Because I do remember the days, stop the talking, sit down. Why do you not know your line? What is the lyric? I don't understand what you're saying. Yeah. You know. So yeah. But now I can smile and look back and enjoy it.
You have to have the patience of a saint to work with kids sometimes, because they can drive you insane, but sometimes they inspire you. And
yes,
the ups and downs with those with children.
Yes, and sometimes I like working with them more than I like working with some adults.
And it's so true, because there's no filter for imagination. It's all raw, and what they give you is pure. It's not like when we go to school for it and we train for it and our life experiences get in our ways. They just
right. Yes, I agree. And I think now they can take this and teach it to their families and their neighbors and coworkers, whoever, and just make it a great melting pot.
Yeah.
Just really keep it going. Keep that enthusiasm for the arts going, because we need the arts badly. And I just think a lot of schools suffer because of it. I think too that children should have more outreach programs to the arts. Those who are not interested in sports, those who aren't interested in participating in the band. So that's how I feel about all of that. The arts are real.
And I love your point that the kids, it's not just you inspiring the kids. The kids, when they bring their family and friends, etc., they are spreading it as well. And it's bringing, because sometimes parents don't want their kids to go into theater for whatever reason, economic or social or whatever. But when the kids bring it to the parents realize the importance and the difference it makes. And sometimes that's the generation we have to talk to, as well as the parents, get them on board.
Right. Well, you know, that's a very interesting statement, because I was reared in a family of teachers and educators. And so for me to be a professional actor now, I had to become an adult and then make up my own mind when I had moved away from Jacksonville. That was when I was like, I want to do this. And so then by that point, you know, no one can. I just knew that I had to try it.
Yeah.
And then if I didn't succeed, then go teach, you know, because that's what I was most accustomed with, because of all of my aunts were teachers, except for one. But my direct uncle, my parents, direct siblings, all of their aunts were teachers, every single one. And my mom was a teacher. And my dad is the first Black postmaster of Daytona. And he started in the school system, too. So there was no avoiding that. So for me to say, oh, I want to study music, I'm going to major in music, and then it was a no. When I first went away to school, it was no, that's not going to happen. I was still living in their home. I had just graduated from high school. So I did enjoy biology, but that was my first major. And then I ended up going to that was Florida A&M University. Then I transferred over to University of Florida. Then I became a college scholarship recipient at University of Florida. And then I received two more scholarships there while I was there. And I knew before I graduated, I didn't want to spend the rest of my life doing that. It was boring sitting there drawing lines and cutting models and drafting. I was like, okay, let me get up out of here. And I made good grades, so I wouldn't have gotten another scholarship. It was an architecture scholarship.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to stay there. I was like, no. And meanwhile, Disney came up to University of Florida, held auditions, and the rest is history. So that's how I got started. Then I was like, okay, I'm making money performing. I mean, and then I was booked this job, and then I booked Orlando Opera. Oh, I'm making money. Oh, I'm paying my rent. And it just snowballed.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what happened.
But the nice thing is, what you're doing now with the theater company is teaching as well. So you are technically following in the footsteps of your family, just in a slightly different, a little bit longer later direction.
Yes, that's very true. I like that. I think there is a tie-in, because that's what I'm so accustomed to. You know, whenever we are babysat by your aunts and uncles and their teachers, that's all you're going to hear when you're a kid. What are you doing to learn in school? Have you done your homework? Let me see it. You know, even by your aunts, like when you're being babysat. So that's what I grew up with. So I'm sure I take a lot of those teaching methods and I put it into the productions with the kids when I'm directing the show. I'm strict, but I do try to teach and educate at the same time. So
and the teachers, they're unsung heroes. They do not get enough recognition, and they do the exact same thing. You never see the roots that they create. You never hear about the kids and where they go.
Right.
Yeah, I will always give 10,000 times respect to a teacher for what they do. And
yes.
So is there anything else you want to tell us about the production you have coming up? You know, tell us the who, what, when, where, how people can learn about it and learn more about Stage Aurora as well.
Yes, if they go to our website, stageaurora.org, stageaurora.org, and they can receive all the information about the organization as well as our upcoming production of The Little Mermaid Jr. Again, our title sponsor is Community First Cares Foundation, so I'm very thankful for them for supporting this production, and hopefully this will last, you know, for the next few years. And more about the production is being presented at Florida State College of Jacksonville Kent Campus in the Kent Campus Auditorium, November 17th and 18th. And you may also phone us at 904-765-7373. And I'd like to acknowledge my staff who is holding it together in my absence. My co-director is Jan Clark. She's actually also on the board of directors at Stage Aurora. And music director is Miss Cheryl Kemp, choreography Jossie Benford, and we have on costumes is Valerie Bellamy Bailey, my aunt, Aunt Sandy, her name is Sandra Donowa, and then one more, Valerie, my aunt Ruth Benford. So they're getting all the costumes together, flashy costumes, under the sea costumes. And it's going to be really great. I think I'll give one little hint, like we will have bubbles. I'll just say we will have bubbles in some scenes.
Nice.
Not much. Yes. So, yes.
Well, and it's always important to put together a team that you trust and is good, because without them, you can't just do it on your own. So acknowledge them. Yeah.
That's my personal slogan now. I can't do this by myself. It's been 25 years of business, and it makes the company stall. You know, I'll be climbing, trying to get up to that multi-million dollar operating budget status, and because I'll hit a wall, and I'm also an actor. I still perform, and I'd rather be doing more of that now and working on my original things at the same time. But you can only do so much as one person. You just can't run a huge company by yourself. You can't do it. So I have a great board of directors now that's developing. I'm still looking for more of the right people who fit and who believe in the mission and the vision, and who also understand the importance of a give or get policy. You know, we have a certain set of money that each board member is supposed to either give out of their pocket or they can get from other resources. So that's important, because it does stabilize a lot of the operations as well. So I think moving forward, yeah, if anybody hears and they're interested in the board or more about the board, more about the company, again, just visit the website, stageaurora.org.
You're doing a great thing down there, and keep it up. And I'm so glad to have met you a while ago and to talk with you again about this. And then in the future, when you can talk about something that you can't talk about now, I'd love to talk to you again, and we'll do it. Thank you, Daryl, for coming on today and introducing the world again to yourself and what you do.
Thank you.
No problem. We were just speaking with Daryl Reuben Hall about a little bit about everything, the importance of theater for kids, about Stage Aurora theatrical company, and of course The Little Mermaid Jr., which is running November 17th and then 18th in Jacksonville, Florida. So if you are in Florida and Jacksonville specifically, check it out and check out, you know, what they're doing for kids, which is, again, as we talked about, so important for not just now, but for their future and what theater is. All right. So tune in next week as we'll speak with another guest or guests about their life, love, and passion that is musical theater. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you.